Well, it's a good first day for us. I mean, the participation, the fact that the guys are flying around and really competing is exactly what you want. The weather cooperated, no rain, so it's a good start all the way around. Really like the attitude of our team and the approach that they've taken. They have tremendous focus, and that's what you need to have this time of the year as you are working on the fundamentals and the techniques of what you do and hoping to carry some of that over to training camp. But I like our attitude. I like the approach that our football team has right now, and we're looking forward to finishing up over the next couple of days. And the way they practice during the OTAs, you know, really has myself and the rest of the coaches encouraged as we go through this mini camp. So we have a lot of work to get done, but we are really on pace, I think, to have a good mandatory mini camp.
What, if anything, have you seen from Aaron over the course of these 4 weeks OTAs and mini camp in terms of strides at middle linebacker?
I think he's Tom Sean more command of the defensive huddle than we expected early on. You can see that he has a lot of control, and the guys really respect everything that he's trying to get done. I like his movement. I like the way he's moving around and getting the spots and zone coverages. It's a little bit tougher from a run standpoint because we don't have pads on, so you know you can't be as physical. But I like some of the things he's doing in pass coverage as well.
Is the toughest part of that move for him the mental adjustment of having to get guys set and things like that, or the physical adjustment of having to drop back into coverage into Tampa 2 and you know the responsibilities physically a middle linebacker has?
I think it's going to be a combination, Judge. Just being able to handle the huddle, that's going to be a big part of his job. You'd like to have a guy who can command the huddle and also provide the leadership that you need at that position, along with some of the things that will have to transpire once we put the pads on, being physical enough to handle some of the run situations we'll put him in. It seems like watching him here in these OTAs, some of the things we're asking him to do in pass coverage and as well as this mini camp, that you know, he can handle that. It seems that way. Now the next step is when we get to training camp to see how he handles some of the run things that will be required of him.
I'm sure you know it's been reported Desmond Bishop would come in for a workout here since he's been released to Packers. Is that a reflection at all of what you guys think Aaron has done, or where do you kind of come at from there?
Well, I wouldn't want to verify any reports. You know, Rick and the staff, they do a great job of bringing guys in throughout the year, and it'll be ongoing. You know, we'll be bringing guys in to work out all the time. And at whatever position we bring guys in, it's usually not a reflection of that position. I mean, it's just ongoing. We're always trying to have a database and trying to do whatever we can to help our football team. So no reflection on our team. I wouldn't read much into our roster when we work guys out because it's something we're always doing.
Would you ideally have liked Aaron to hone in on staying at the same position for a third straight year?
You know, in our business, you always got to be ready to adjust. And we're in a position where we needed to find someone to really fill an important role in our defense. And we're fortunate that Aaron has the flexibility to get that done. And we want to utilize that flexibility. And we got other guys who have similar traits. They are able to play more than one position. So in Aaron's case, it's a plus for us that he can do what we're asking him to do.
You've seen development in Harrison since the end of last year.
You know, Alan Williams and I were talking the other day about his development and just listening to some of the comments from Harrison about that rookie year, what it was like for him. And he said there were so many days where, you know, he just did not know what was going on around him. And you couldn't tell by his performance. I mean, he seemed to be so even-keeled and really handled things very well. But for a lot of rookies, there's a big jump from your first year to your second year. We're expecting that from Harrison as well. You know, we expect him to be even better than he was a season ago. And you're kind of seeing that in these OTAs and now in the minicamp, the confidence that he's playing with, how quickly he's getting to where he has to be in certain things that we're doing, and just the way he's calm and handling certain things in the meetings as well. You can see the growth. So we expect that to show up in his performance as well.
You look at a guy like Jerome Felton. What can he improve on from last year? What kind of subtle things do you look for him in year two in this offense?
I think one of the things that you like to see happen is that he'll grow even more so in the offense, you know, as far as his knowledge and understanding of what we're asking him to do. As we install a few wrinkles here and there, he'll have a better understanding, a better foundation because of what he did a season ago. We still want him to continue to improve on his blocking. We don't want to ever get status quo in that area. We want him to get better as a blocker. I mean, he was a Pro Bowl player for us a year ago, but we think he can get better. We want to also make sure he's always assignment sound. We want to find some ways to maybe get the ball to him out of the backfield, catching the football. So we want him to work on some things even this offseason, not just be satisfied with the fact that, you know, he was a Pro Bowler.
As you evaluate whether to start guys like Mahdi and Childs on the pup list into camp, how much does it help to have them just mix in a little bit in the individual drills out here and get an evaluation of them on the field?
It helps a lot. I think it helps more Tom for their confidence. You know, Eric Sugarman and our medical staff do a great job of working with guys off to the side, Tom Canavy as well. But for that player to be able to get integrated with his teammates, whether it be individual like what we did today with Greg Childs, and being able to be a part of some of those group settings, it kind of helps their confidence to know where they are, how far they have to go to get to where they want to be eventually.
What are your impressions of Mahdi from what you know of him, personality-wise, and then in the classroom?
He seems to be a guy who's pretty driven. You know, he has an idea of what he thinks he can accomplish and how he can get it done. And a guy with a single focus, which is not a bad thing at the position that we're asking him to play. So a very focused guy, goal-oriented, has strong beliefs in his abilities, and those are good traits to have when you're a linebacker.
Practice well today. Hey, who are you happy with? What went well today in practice?
I like the way our players moved around. I just like the enthusiasm that they had, just the way they competed in our two-minute drill, our team situations as a whole. I like the way they're competing, and that's what you have to be able to do in our league on every single snap and give great effort. And we did that today, and that's a good sign for this time of the year. So.
What are the priorities with Sullivan as you kind of figure out how to mix him back in, when to mix him back in, that kind of thing?
Well, you know, based on everything I've been told, it's not going to happen until we get to training camp. So hopefully there are no setbacks between now and then. And then when we get there, you know, we'll plug him in right away. Unless they tell us there are some restrictions, we're planning on plugging him in and going full speed ahead. And from what I've been told, there should not be any restrictions, but we'll see.
Greg McCoy nicked up right now?
Yes, he is. He has a hamstring, so we're holding him out for now. Yep. All right, thank you, guys.
Thanks.